I believe life is one big spiritual creative experience, and everything that we do, whether it's start a business, write a book, fall in love, or I don't know, pull a bunch of tarot cards, has a little spiritual lesson wrapped up inside of it. I'm obsessed with trying to understand the mysteries of the world from the arcane to the mundane and unboxing as many spiritual lessons as I can. And on the 12th house, we're going to explore all of that. So let's get into it together.
Hello, welcome to the 12th House Plus subscriber only feed. Welcome to the VIPs, the very intuitive, important people. If you're brand new to the 12th House Plus, hi, welcome. So excited that you're here. The 12th House Plus is our subscriber only feed. And every month you get two extra episodes of the 12th House. One episode is a mini course and usually it's taught by me. And the other episode is our green room catch-all grab bag episode where sometimes I'll have a guest on or a friend. Sometimes it's just you and me, baby, shooting the shit. Sometimes it's just like a little coffee break, just a little tea time between you and me. And we're just talking about the stuff. That's interesting. I would love in the future to give you the Cliff's Notes versions of books that I really like that I feel like you don't need to read the whole thing. You know what I mean? Like Celebrity Book Club. they read the celebrity memoir and then they give you the broad strokes. That, but spiritual texts. I don't know. Let me know if you think that would be interesting. Maybe it's only interesting to me. Maybe you're like, I just want to actually read the book. I don't really need you to give me the Cliff's Notes because reading it's important. Anyway, welcome. Excited that you're here. If you're just joining us, you've got a pretty big backlog of 12th House Plus episodes that you can totally binge today and tomorrow and the day after that. And if you've been around, you've been around, you've stayed around. Thank you so much for being here and for supporting the show. We appreciate you and love you. And you're the reason that we continue to get to do this at the pace that we get to do it. So thank you. Thank you so, so much. I love you. You're the best. I've got a lot of thoughts today. And I always come with the script. I always sit down and write out what I want to say. But I notice sometimes on my 12th House Plus episodes, I go off on a little bit of a diatribe because there's so much that I want to tell you. And I feel like this is a safe place because we're behind a paywall. We're like a little bit more hidden. So some stuff that I wouldn't necessarily say on the main feed, I feel like I can say here and you'll get it. You know what I mean? You have to be careful with what you say and how people might decide to interpret it. And honestly, I try not to censor myself too much, but there's certain things that I know, no matter how I say it, it's probably going to get misinterpreted. And I still think that I let it rip sometimes, like without thinking. And thankfully, probably Amelia edits me to make me sound a lot smarter and less problematic than maybe sometimes how my sentences or turns of phrase come out. But that's obviously never my intention. But that's all to say that I feel like in this corner, you get where I'm coming from and you give me a little bit more of the benefit of the doubt. I don't know. It just feels a little bit safer. But anyways, that's all to say that I sometimes go off a little bit because I feel like, let me throw this extra, you know, concept or idea or story. And I think that's where I want to start today because we are in it with the eighth house, our eighth house series, the house of other people's money. And I've been thinking about, let me just like give you some inside baseball. So we've been running this show for the last couple of years and the episodes that always do the best from a just an analytics perspective. And by that, they bring the most people in or they have the most listens consistently and they have the longest tail of longevity. Basically, like people continue to listen to them even though they've been out for like months and months. The best episodes are always about money. Best performing episodes are always about money, manifestation, and in general, creative business, a lot of content stuff too and archetypes. But I totally relate to wanting to learn more about money and have conversations about it, especially from a more spiritual or holistic perspective and being curious. So I wanted to do this eighth house series because clearly it's something that we're all interested in and because it just felt apropos given everything that's going on economically, like just being really real. It is brutal out there for a lot of people. I feel like in the last 3 months in particular, I feel like so many people I know have come to me who I thought were doing really well and confided that they're not maybe doing as well as I thought they were doing or as well as they had been in the past. And I think that there's a lot that comes to play there. I think that there's, of course, our individual relationships to money that bring us opportunities to work through like a concept or a spiritual lesson. Money is a great way to learn a spiritual lesson because it's something we need every single day for the most part. So I think that like some of the people that I'm hanging around with and that I know and that are in my circles are going through some similar things, some similar lessons in their lives. I think that the economy has just changed. So a lot of the strategies, especially for business owners that had worked a couple of years ago, like phenomenally well, aren't working as well as they used to. And that is really hard if you're a small business owner and you've built a business around a specific strategy or idea or revenue stream and just isn't working the way that it used to work. And just in general, the economy has not righted itself. It is in a rocky spot. And I think people just in general are feeling it. And as we know, life is long and so are markets and so are economies. And that's kind of how it goes. We have down years and we have up years and we just have to be resilient and endure through them. My favorite book that I talk about all the time, The Psychology of Money, the thesis is that no matter what, you stick to your money plan, your investment plan, your wealth plan, and you try not to get too spooked and try not to get too emotional about it. And of course, you remember what's most important for you, what your idea of wealth is or what your enough is, like what would you be happy with? And that's what you orient towards and you aim towards. And you just don't take your eye off the ball, even in the years that feel really hard, even in the years that feel amazing and so abundant. You try to be equanimous and stay in that neutral middle. In any case, it feels really relevant to be talking about money right now. And as I like prep for all of these episodes, there's, again, some more inside baseball. So I usually get a feeling or like there's something that I'm interested in. That's typically like where I start with coming up with concepts for shows or even like courses or what we talk about in the North Node. Noticing what's coming up for me, what's like the synchronicities, the conversations that I keep overhearing, all of these things are pieces of information and I get to choose what I want to do with that information. I can ignore it. I can take it into consideration. I can run with it, whatever. Okay, that's where I tend to start with a concept or a show or anything that I'm really working on. And then I research. I'm doing passive research all the time, taking things in, right? And categorizing the information. So let's say for this series in particular, I feel like a bunch of those conversations I had in the fall were revelatory of like, whoa, people really need to talk about money. That's my sort of passive research. I'm just, again, accepting. And then I really start doing active research, which means I take those little threads, those little pieces of information, and then I try to chase them down. Whether that's I read a book or I go talk to the person who I overheard talking about XYZ thing and I try to get to the bottom of, let's say, what's going on in their business. Why do you feel like everything is changing? Oh, because Google changed. Okay, great. What else is changing? Like, how are you changing? It's not a hard science, let's say that, but I definitely have my own process to it, as I'm sure you do too, when you are interested in an idea and you're trying to figure out what shape does this want to take. And in my research for this show in particular, I have been trying to keep my ears open around the spiritual world and money and people who talk a lot about money in the spiritual world, because the pattern that we see is in moments where the world is not absolute, where nothing is promised to us, where it feels like everything is up in the air. Like it feels like World War III could open up tomorrow. People tend to turn to meaning-making systems and religion. They tend to turn to psychics and spirituality. They tend to turn to these methodologies that sometimes claim to demystify the mystery, the opacity of the truth, or whatever, the opacity of the future, because they want to feel solid and grounded and have something to have faith and trust in. And of course, it makes sense that in moments like this, like in moments of recession or moments where there's like not solid ground that we're all standing on, there are going to be some amazing leaders, practitioners, healers, methodologies that help us through it and that support us through it and that And of course, on the other side of that, there will be people that don't, methodologies that don't, people, methodologies, communities, organizations that take advantage of people being vulnerable. And that happens in the spiritual world, that happens in the religious world, that happens everywhere, right? Like, it's not just the spiritual or self-help world. That happens to be where I spend quite a bit of my time. So that's what I'm looking around at. In any case, that's kind of what I've been researching myself, kind of just trying to get a temperature check on how people are feeling who are in maybe the spiritual world or adjacent to the spiritual world, like you and me, and how they're feeling about certain practitioners or methodologies or teachings or even like language. Like, it was so big to talk about law of attraction in 2020 because law of attraction got really big again on TikTok, or talking about like quantum healing, or talking about light codes, or talking about even like crystals really had a moment in like 2018. Like, crystals were everywhere and now they've backed off. They're still beautiful, but they're not as zeitgeisty as they once were. So there are all these little micro trends that we're experiencing constantly too. And of course, we could like double click on all of those and they would tell us something about ourselves as individuals and consumers and also like as a society. What I'm doing when I'm researching this series is like getting a lay of the land. Is what was once popular and what people really liked and related to and were finding success with, is that still working? And I do a lot of my research on Reddit. Okay, that was a preview of the 12th House Plus content. Just a little sneaky snack. If you like that, if you want more, if you want to hear the whole story, you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify Podcasts at the very top of the page where you would subscribe in general for the podcast. It's $5.99 a month, and we'd love to have you.